We said he's a holy God, but do you see him being holy? He said he's the God that dwells with his people. Do you see him dwelling with you? He said he's not a man that he should lie. Do you see him being trustworthy? Do you see him being praiseworthy? If you see him being praiseworthy, what's the response? If you see him being praiseworthy, what's the response? I just want to know what you see. What you see will determine how you be. Well, I'm here to tell you something. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God, and that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And so I'm going to tell you some of the Word of God. He said that he is the creator of all things. If something tries to tell you that that's not true, don't become blind. Don't let it make you blind. A light. You turn all the lights out here and you cannot see. But if you turn lights on, not only do you see me, but you see everything in your own life too. It's an exposer. So I ask you a question. What do you see today? The Bible said that by his stripes, ye are healed. What do you see? Do you see yourself healed? What does that look like? Because if I see myself healed, I'm not going to tell you I can't do that because I'm not healed. If I see myself healed, I do what I can do healed. So what do you see? God says what he puts together, let no man put asunder. Do you see that? Well, what's trying to put asunder? What's trying to bring separation where God put unity? When you have light, it exposes things. When you have vision, you see clearly. But the Bible tells us that without vision, people perish. We don't see. But God has made your eyes to see. I just want you to look at your neighbor and say, I see. I see. I see. And you may be seated. Let me tell you a few things real simply. Bible tells us that as we receive our portion from God, as we are filled with his Spirit, that we see and have visions and dreams. And also as we have visions and dreams, it says, and you shall prophesy. You know when you prophesy what you're doing? You're expressing what God has let you see. And how do you see it? The Bible says you get faith to be able to see these things by someone in preaching the word, bringing the word of God to you so that you can see the word. So in your prophecies, which you must do in your own life, what you're doing is declaring the end from the beginning. You're declaring the end from the beginning. So if you say, I am healed, you're declaring the end result. Even though you might stand here and the doctor is still telling you, nope, we still see it. You might still be feeling it. But by faith, you declare or prophesy, not in your own making or doing or desire, but you speak what he shows you. And he shows you in his word. I have healed you by my own stripes and suffering and pain for you. I shed my blood for your healing. Do you see that? If you see that, then you declare that, and we call that prophecy. But you have to declare what you see. What do you see? So many times I hear people need counsel, and all they're telling me which they see has nothing to do with what God said. And I say, well, you're not seeing properly. And you spend the first 30 minutes you trying to get me to see it how you see it. But the reason you're here is so that you can be blinded to what you see and begin to see what God has for you. We know the great story of the Apostle Paul. He was Saul at the time, an unbeliever of Jesus Christ being Lord and Savior, but a believer in good religion. And he could see that Jesus and his followers were messing up good religion. That was his vision. That's what he saw. And so he began to work based on what he saw, and he felt justified in it. So he began to persecute and kill and imprison the believers or the church or the body of Christ, because that's how he saw it. And on the road to Damascus, he was going to bring persecution. He had a letter written giving him the authority to anybody he found, he could jail them or kill them. And on his way there, Jesus, the light of God, shined upon him until he couldn't see. He no longer, because of what he was seeing in God, could see his original plan to go to Damascus to bring destruction. He couldn't see that anymore. The vision to work against God was removed because he couldn't even see where he was going anymore. Because what he was seeing was so much of a greater vision that he understand what he saw before has nothing to do with his future now. In fact, he said, everything that I understood or believed or had before I came into the knowledge or the vision of what God had for me, I count it as dung. It's worth throwing out. I don't even look towards that anymore. I don't look back to it because all I see now is in agreement with what the one who brings light is showing me. Have you come to the point where you see it God's way? Then that means you can take a circumstance in your life and you can see it God's way. Can you see it God's way? What do you see? So often, we're so caught up seeing ourselves that we avoid God so we won't be seen. We hide from God because if I go to him, I'll be exposed. And I'm so focused on me, that's all I see. And if I go to God, then he'll see it too. Well, just so you know, he sees all things every time, all day. He sees you now. And when you learn to see that he is good and merciful, when you come to see that what he did was so that you don't have to be ashamed but made whole, you don't have to try to hide because the focus isn't on looking at you, but looking at him. What do you see? When you find yourself talking about the day and it's focused on what you see that does not have eternal life in it, you're not seeing right. The question, what do you see? If you see, it will save your life. Without vision, where are you going? What's purposed? What's faith? Without vision, where are you headed? Why get up? Why move forward? Without vision, we wander. And when you wander, who's leading? And when you're not being led, who's your shepherd? And if you don't have a shepherd, who's your protector? And if you don't have a protector, whose authority are you under? What do you see? Do you see that God has paid for every one of your sins? Do you see that? Then why are you hiding from him? Because what you see should agree with how you step. If I see there's a cliff, I don't walk over it. Do you see that the blood of Jesus has paid for all of your sins? Do you see that? And the congregation said, amen. You see that. Well, then guess what? You can always rejoice. Always. Can't you? Your sins are forgiven. Yeah, but I just made a big mistake. Do you see the answer to your mistake? Praise the Lord. Somebody just had a big exhale. Whew, I don't have to hide. I don't have to hide. What do you see? I'm going to bring some clarity to you today, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to see some new things. Amen? Amen. The reason that the Bible says you're blessed is because you see what human beings have never been able to see until God opened up their eyes to it. We're the generation of those that get to see, and there was generations that didn't get to see. They hoped to see, but they didn't. We're the ones that get to see these things. We get to see God's will and plan. We get to see God's presence. We get to see the future of eternal life, and we get to participate in it now. Do you see that God made today? Then why are you acting like someone else made today? Why are you worrying about it at the level in which you're worrying about it? I'm asking you the question, do you see God made today? Then why are you going through it as if you don't see that? If he made it, I'm going to rejoice in it. If he didn't make it, then I'm going to try to handle it myself. But if God made today, then I say, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad. Why? Because I see he made it. I look to the heavenlies and I see he made the sun. We don't get up and worry and wonder if the sun's going to be there tomorrow morning. We don't think like that. Why? We have great faith. It's going to be there in the morning. It's going to get light tomorrow. Nobody sits up all night. I wonder why? Because you can see that the sun is on assignment and ain't going nowhere. You see that. You believe that. By faith, you believe that. So you get up with the expectation. You don't have to run and look and say, oh, the sun is there. You get up with the expectation that there should be birds singing. Why? Because you see that. But God has given us the eyes to see what the natural cannot see. And he says, this is the true life that I have for you. What man can't see, I'll let you see. A distraction tried to come in today because God's trying to show us something. The devil is a liar. I'm going to show you something today, and I want you to get it. I have a word for the church. Everybody said?
Amen.
I have a word for the church. I want you to see your new life. Quit seeing the old life. Quit seeing the old. Quit looking at the old life. I want you to see your new life. What do you see? I'm going to tell you a great story. I love stories. Everybody love stories? The Apostle Paul was told by the Holy Spirit. God spoke to him and said, you must go see Caesar. Caesar was in Rome. So he has to travel to Rome to fulfill what God is saying. The will of God. You must go speak to Caesar. I'm sending you to do so. So he's on a ship, and the storm hits, and they're going to wreck. It's going to be a shipwreck. And everybody is screaming for their life, afraid that they're going to perish. And the Apostle Paul said, don't worry. All you see is the storm. By vision, I still have an assignment to go see Pharaoh. He has vision. So therefore, he doesn't go through the storm like everyone else goes through the storm because he sees. This storm I see is not unto death. I see. And so if you have vision and see, you can go through things and you won't see it the way of the resistance, but you'll see it the way of the master. I am going to Rome. This storm is trying to stop me, but my God shall supply my needs according to his riches in glory. That's how I see it. So vision will give you the ability to see things right. Do you see that you're forgiven of your sins? Do you see it? Why so sad then? Why so sad? If you see you're forgiven of your sins, why are you so focused on seeing the sins against you by others? If you see that God has forgiven you of your sins, Can't you see you can forgive them, or do you not see that you can do that? I can't do it. Where you're just blind, not seeing it right. You can do it. If you concentrate on seeing what God's done for you, you can do it. But if you're not focused on that, you can't forgive. And you go to God, tell him, listen, I would forgive them. You told me to forgive, but I can't because what they did. Well, your vision is on death. And God says, I've only come to give you life. Will you see it like that? Nope. I'm going to show you something awesome. Unfortunate, Ulysses, I didn't put it on my page for you. But we're going to look at Isaiah 46:10. Hey, I'm excited. Amen. I see something. Amen. What do you see? Kara said that she saw 13 years ago in a wheat field, marriage and kids, a compound, a place, a haven of rest. And we were in a wheat field. Nothing there. Nothing there. Do you see that? What do you see? When we can see what God speaks, we can have it. Isaiah 46:10. Where's Fadar? I see you having an impact on a nation. This is our God. He declares the end of a thing from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. I will do all of my pleasure. Let me tell you what this is saying. God declares the end of a thing from the beginning. And then he goes to the beginning and gives you the vision or the ability to see what he declared, how the end will be. But you're not at the end yet. And so it doesn't look like it in the natural. Well, God says that he's going to do this, but I don't see how he would do that. And we start declaring, I don't see. But when by faith I take the declaration or the things he declared and receive it by faith, then he says, from the beginning, I can see I will surely have the end. Vision gives you the ability to participate in the God who declares the end from the beginning. So when he tells you, you are healed, you don't wait until the doctor says you're healed to see that as true. You take the word of the good doctor, God, and when he speaks to you, you say it, and you can see it even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Even though you feel bad when you wake up in the morning, by faith you can see. And he declares the end from the beginning. Some of us are waiting to get to the end. So then we can say, we agree. Well, I say, you can't see then. Thomas said, unless I see him for myself, I won't believe the report that he's alive. Jesus comes and said, Thomas, you have seen me and believe, but blessed are those who don't see me and believe. Meaning, they were able to trust my word, and I was able to manifest through their faith. God declares the end from the beginning. So one of the things that he said to us is that he wants us to empower believers to fulfill their God-ordained purpose. So I have to continue to pastor seeing the end from the beginning. Because if I only see it from the beginning, I start talking like that. Well, I don't see how that's going to be possible. He doesn't even give us enough people. And the people we do have, we have complainers. And I can start talking about all the stuff I see that fits in with the enemy's vision and not say this, by faith, I see some world leaders here. I see some of the greatest families on the planet here. I see some people that are true worshipers here. I see the gift of God in you. And I declare the end from the beginning. That's how I see it. Why? Because that's what he said. If I tell my son I'm going to buy him a bike for his birthday, he sees himself riding it, just that daddy's word. He calls his friends and tells them, I'm getting a bike. Why? Because Daddy declared the end from the beginning. It hasn't happened yet, but it surely will. I see it that way. My emotions already agree. My expectation, I'm making a route how the fastest to get to the park. I'm already making plans with it. I'm operating in what I see because my daddy won't lie to me. Do you see the end from the beginning? If he declares it, do you see it? And by faith, the church says,
amen.
Yes, we do. So we have to look a few places in Scripture to really grab what was spoken in ancient times, how we can receive that today, and it be true and right. Just so you know, when we read Scripture, there's not 1,000 interpretations of that Scripture. There's one Spirit of truth who declared it from the beginning. So let's look at John chapter 3, starting at verse 1. You know the story. Nick at night, Nickelodeon, right? Nicodemus is coming to Jesus at nighttime representing lack of vision. He doesn't see. But yet he's expressing we see. Nicodemus comes at night as a symbol or symbolic. He couldn't come to the day to see Jesus because then everybody would see him. So he's still living a life as if Jesus isn't the God of day, but tries to sneak over to him at night and confess, we recognize that you're special. I see you. You don't see me. If you see me, follow me in the light. If you see me, don't just come in the dark. If you see me, follow me in the daytime. God has some great things. You have not sabotaged your future. You're smart. Who told you you weren't? John 3:1. There was a man of the Pharisees. There he is, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. So he's a ruler. When you have blind rulers, you're in trouble. If your ruler doesn't see, you're in trouble. If your ruler can't see, you're in trouble. Right? Who's ruling in your life? Who's the ruler? Truly. I know by confession what we're supposed to say. But tell me what you're seeing, and I'll tell you who's ruling. Preach, Pastor. Thank you. Let's just go on. Let's roll with this for a little ways. Let's go back to John. Nicodemus, unless a man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is what's been being declared from the beginning. God bringing his kingdom. His kingdom is the place where there's no more worry there. There's no more crying there. There's no sickness and disease there. The lions aren't destroying the people there. There's no famine there. The kingdom is what God's been declaring. And Jesus told us, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go preach the kingdom of God is at hand or present to a people who can't yet see it. And if by faith they receive the declaration in which I say, I will be able to give them instructions to give them sight. For no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. We can't be like Nicodemus and wait for something to happen on the outside before we see it and believe it. But we have to be the ones that receive it on the inside so that it can happen on the outside. So we are supposed to, in this story, walk more like Jesus than Nicodemus. But we find ourselves coming to church like Nicodemus, waiting to see what's going to happen. You can't come to church to wait and see. You have to come to church seeing the declaration already made. When you get up, you have to see that God in ancient days says, here's how you come to me. Enter my gates with praise and thanksgiving. And because I see what he said, that's how I come. Yeah. But Nicodemus doesn't come praising and worshiping. He comes to see if there's going to be anything that maybe he'll accept. Well, that's because he can't see. Let's keep going. What do you see? What do you see? Are you redeemed? Yes. Are you sure?
Yes.
You're completely forgiven of your sins.
Yes.
You're in right standing with God.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
Or are you waiting to see that?
No,
are you waiting? You see it? Well, then what's the response?
Yes.
What's the response? What's the lifestyle then? How does today look then? Tell me about today then, if you see you're redeemed. Tell me about it. That's called prophesying. Now you start prophesying about today because you see I'm redeemed today. Jesus answered and said to them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Do you see the kingdom of God?
Yes.
Do you see it? Because your natural man cannot see it. It's your supernatural side that can see it. When did you become supernatural? The Bible says, all that receive him, the light of the world, to them he gives power to become the children of God. If you receive the light, I'll let you see. If you walk in darkness, you can't see. So you're empowered to see. Say, I'm empowered to see. And the kingdom is supernatural. So if you see the kingdom, you didn't have to wait for the doctor to say you're healed. That's seeing the kingdom. If you only see this kingdom, you have to wait. It's only true when you've waited to see it in this kingdom. But if by faith you see the kingdom of God, you can have it the minute you see it based on what he's already declared. I already got the bike. I'm already making a route. I'm going to the park. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to need more allowance because I'm going to go to the store all the time on my new bike. You make plans with vision. But with blindness, you say, I ain't going to get a bike. And if I do, it's going to be an old bike. They're not even going to know the color I want. Do you see the kingdom? 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 Well, then what's yours? What belongs to you? What belongs to you? Why complain about what's already been given to you then? Why worry about what's already yours? I'm asking you if you see the kingdom. Why worry about what you see if God has given you everything? I don't really see that, Pastor. I see he's Lord. I believe he's Lord. I see I'm saved. I believe I'm saved. I don't see how this is possible, though. He never asked you to see how it's possible. He asked you to see what he said. I can just imagine Tennessee. Wait, Dad, so you said you're going to give me a bike for my birthday. Now, I know you pay this much for rent. And the car's been acting up. You probably need an oil change. And we eat a lot of food, so mom's probably spending money on groceries. How are you going to? He doesn't think like that. He thinks like this. Dad said, I'm getting a bike. I see myself with the bike. That's how he sees it. He doesn't have to worry about the details of how it happened. Some of us are telling God we'll see once he tells us details. And he said, were you there when I told the mountain how high to stand? And were you there when I told the ocean how deep to go? Were you there when I put the wind into movement? Were you there when I made creation? Were you present? Why do I need to counsel with you now? Well, who are you to counsel God? But do you see? Luther, this is what we call preaching back home. Next verse. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? He couldn't see how this is possible, is what I'm saying. He couldn't see how this is possible because naturally you can't be born again, right? I mean, what are you going to do? Isn't that kind of funny to picture maybe your mom eating you and then you coming back out again or something? Or I don't know. How do you, the imagination of blindness is craziness. You know that? The imagination of blindness will have you start coming up with some of the craziest darn things where you ask, where did you get that? Where did you get that? Can you imagine some of the monsters you saw as a kid in darkness because your imagination took the darkness and just started seeing something else? Turn the lights on, nothing there. But you saw it, and that's how you saw it. You saw it like that. And so you experienced that, afraid to go to your bedroom even at night at certain times, afraid to have the closet door open because there was, for sure, a buffalo-headed man standing there with the... He was there. No, it was just your coat. No, you're not listening. I saw it. You know, we see and we believe. Is that right? But what if we see in darkness? We still believe. We still believe. We see in darkness and we still believe. I can't. Why? Because you're seeing it from darkness, but you believe it. And because you believe it, you can have it. You can have I can't. That's how you see it. Apostle Rainwater told some of the interns up there, he said, I'm going to teach you simple faith. Not the hard kind, the simple kind. He said, some of you couldn't receive this if I say it. Just because God maybe just got you a new car doesn't mean you have to wait now on the house. Because you don't see that he could get the car and the house in the same season. I mean, that just doesn't work that way because I had a... You can see whatever he says. And if you can get God to say, have the house, you have to say, I see the house. Let's keep reading. Next week, Fadar, it's his last Sunday here before he goes to Japan. Fadar has been working overtime to try to make sure that what he leaves behind is even more excellent when he leaves than how it was when he got his hands on it. Talking about the music department and all that we're doing. Doing his very best diligence to leave things better than they were. And because of that, we're going to take up an offering for him next week. We're just going to put a bucket out front. And we're going to send him to Japan, seeing that our seed is going to go with him and help him accomplish whatever it is God has for him there. And when I do that, when I sow into it, what I'm going to be able to do is I'm going to be able to see him there. And so I'll pray for him there. I'll see him doing things. I'll have a mind that I'm connected to it. And I'll have vision for the things he's doing because I'm sown into it. You know, if you don't sow into things, you have no vision for them. That's why you're walking down the street, babies are crying, ah! You just keep walking, but you're walking down the street and your baby cries, ah! And you stop. Why? Because you are invested. You are sown into it. And so it gives you different vision based on that sound, that child. All of God's people hear his voice and we're able to be walking. God speaks and we hear it, and we see that it's him. Can you see him? All right, let's keep reading. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again? Verse 5. We got to read verse 5. You know why? Felice is laughing at me. We've been having almost too much fun with the intern. We had so much fun up there. If you ever want to have a good time, take a ride with, where is Juanita at? Take a ride with Juanita, Felice, put Benton and Antonia. Just have some fun. Some of us don't see that we have time to enjoy goodness. Some of us are so busy that we can't see how we can afford to just rejoice for a little while. The interns were telling me some of their favorite things that they did, and laughing was one of them. Some people just hadn't laughed enough. But you have to be able to take laughter and connect it to vision. God declared that laughter is good like medicine. So when we laugh a lot, I have faith to believe it's part of my healing. But when I'm sick, I can't laugh because I'm sick. And all I see is I'm sick. But the Bible said laughter is good like medicine, but I can't laugh because I can't see that I'm healed. I don't see that laughter is good. And I can't laugh until after the doctor says, you're well. So I just think some people today are going to see what God's doing and they're going to laugh at the devil today. Just going to laugh at him. You don't have to wait for the end result because he declares the end from the beginning. You can laugh from the beginning if he declared it. If he declared it, you can laugh. You can laugh at your own mistakes. All of that crazy silliness and I was so out of line, that disobedience, I can laugh at it now because you know what? It does not hold my future. The end is going to be determined by what I see now. Larry? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he can't enter into the kingdom. But if you've been born of water and spirit, he says, I want you to come in freely anytime you want. The fridge is yours. You can have anything in the fridge. If you can see it, go ahead and have it. You should have saw us at Lake Roosevelt. They didn't have to tell us twice which coolers had what stuff in them. Once we saw it for ourselves, we just, I can't tell you how many Pepsis I drank. Oh my goodness, why? It's free. It's free. You weren't there. But if you're there, it's free. So for us, we can enter in. We're there. Are you there? If you find yourself not seeing it, then you start wondering if you're there. And if you're not there, then you don't start accessing it because you don't see it that way. So I want you to understand that seeing is part of being in it. Seeing is part of access to it. They say seeing is believing. I can go with that. But God gives you eyes to see what man can't. So today someone is going to be baptized in water. And I want them to see that when they're going down to be baptized in that water, when they raise up, there's no human being on the planet that can make an accusation against them that will stand in God's sight. I'm talking about completely being buried of the old things, never to be able to be named amongst them again. You can't name that to them anymore. So saints, make sure you see him the same way. You can't name that to them now. Did you not see them go down in Jesus' name? Don't you dare try to connect them to something in the darkness. Don't connect them to that. And we have the expectation that if we die with Christ or are laid down with Christ, we should also be raised up with Christ. And so when we come out of the water, I'm also looking for them to be baptized in the Spirit as well. Either today or in the near future. Why? Because he declared, this is the way. How do you see a spirit? And you know what the answer is? Here's how we see spirits. When they get into a body. If a spirit floated by me right now, you don't see the intentions of the spirit. You don't know why it's here. You don't know what it's doing. But if it gets into a body and the body starts moving based on what the spirit is telling it to do, then you can see the heart of that spirit, the mind of that spirit, the intentions. You can see the power or the love of it. You can see it when it gets into a body. Can you see God in you? Can others see God in you? If you see, can you manifest what you see? And we all say yes. We don't have that many more places to go. We're going to go to the next one so we can get to the next one, all right? Turn with me to John chapter 16. You know, that's a good question. Who told you you weren't smart? It's a good question. Isn't it funny how you can hear something and believe it, and then you see it that way? Some of us have lived, ever since we were little kids, somebody said something, we heard it and believed it, and we've been seeing it that way this whole time. We've been seeing it, and it is not what God declared. Let me show you how vision works. I can see myself very shortly eating some ribs. Do you see that?
I see it, Pastor. I see it.
Right? And so I don't sit wondering, I wonder if later I will be able to have any ribs. I see myself eating ribs later. I don't know how, but they will find their way to me, and I will eat them. So Jesus has a desire for you to see more. Do you see that? Jesus has a desire for you to see more than what you see right now. And as long as you stay in the darkness, seeing it how you see it, you'll keep seeing it like that. You'll keep experiencing it like that. You'll keep producing it like that. But he said, I'm so close to you, if you could see, I'm even in your mouth. That if you would just confess me, if you would agree with me and quit agreeing with all these other thoughts, then you could start seeing it the way it truly is. So watch what he does. Come on, Lord, help us out here. Verse 13. Let's go on to the next one, please. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. When the Spirit of God comes into your life, he leads you in the vision of truth. So you can walk in the truth. You can walk in the truth about who you are and how smart you are. You can walk in the truth of that. Why? Because he's going to lead you in what's true. If something's not true, he's going to shine a light and say, hey, look, that was just a shadow the whole time. You believed it. I'm going to show you it's nothing. It's dead. It's not a real thing. You don't have to produce after it anymore. It has no access to you anymore. When he leads you in the light of himself, he leads you into truth. And so everything that was a lie or out of place, he shows you, you don't have to believe that anymore. Because you can see it for what it truly is. You can see it for what it truly is. He leads us in truth. And watch what he does. He's going to show you things to come. Guess how God shows you things to come? He'll say something like, you're healed. He just showed it to you. Why? Because you're a kingdom child and you can see it. He'll show you things to come by leading you in truth. How does he do that? Well, he tells you what's been declared at the end and brings it to you here so you can see it for what it is, even though in the natural, nobody else can see it. But by faith, you can see it. The Bible says, if you're a child of God and have received his Spirit, he will show you things to come. I told you I saw ribs coming. I have gotten to the place, Apostle Rainwater has taught me something. I have to be careful of what I speak because I'll get it. And sometimes you didn't mean to get it. You were just saying. It's kind of like King David said, man, I just wish I had a drink of water from the well in Bethlehem. But the enemy owned Bethlehem at the time. They had it fortified. Three of his mighty men heard him make the request. And they ran through the gates, just three of them, against the whole army. Because the king said he was thirsty. And they brought him back a glass of water. And when David saw that his request put his men in harm's way just for his own thirst, he poured it out as a drink offering to the Lord and said, no, for you, Lord. And now in the same way, God, declaring the end from the beginning, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, these three hear our request, they go past the line of the enemy and take that thing and bring it present to us. What was the cost? This was the cost. Do you not see that he has already gone into the things of darkness to pull out the things that you have need of? He's going to show you things to come. It shall be better in the latter day than the former. That's the word of God. But if we don't see it, we don't look for it. God says that he's going to make the glory greater now than it was then. Well, at what point do you see that? Do you believe it? Do you truly believe that? Did you wake up seeing that? Did you wake up seeing that? This is one of our young ones getting baptized. Stand up here. I'm so excited. If I can tell on her grandma, can I tell on your grandma? Is that okay? She said, yeah, tell on grandma. Her grandma heard the word coming from this place on the radio and saw it was the place she should be. She heard on the radio and her spirit showed her that she should go there. Her granddaughter today will be baptized in Jesus' name by walking in what God showed her. Can you see it? But she heard it and she saw it and she showed up. And now I wonder what God sees for her future if he had to show her grandmother where to bring her because he had something for her. What can you see about her future in what God declares? What do you see? Let me tell you what I see. I see another worshiper, a preacher. I see an anointing. I truly believe this. She will preach the gospel. People are going to give their lives to the Lord because she's going to express what she sees. And it's going to be so simple for her because she sees it. I just simply see it. And she's going to begin to show her generation what she sees. I see that. Kids choir. Sing again right away. I want to hear her sing in the kids choir. It's important that happens right away, wherever that's at. She wasn't here last time. Let's do it right away. You ready for that? Jenna, would you come forward too? Is there anybody else that wants to be baptized? This is your opportunity to come forward. We're going to get you ready and prepare you. Here's what you're preparing yourself for. The Bible says that this is our faith statement that we see Jesus is Lord. And because of who he is and what he's done and called us to do, Jesus told us that we should be baptized. And when we're baptized, it's symbolic of his death and understanding that my old man that was separate from God is being laid to rest with Jesus as he was laid to rest. But as Jesus was resurrected and brought up, the new man, which is the man of the Spirit, that already has things of in heavenly places with Christ, is my new life, which is my new focus, which is my new vision. And we begin to move forward from there together with the body of Christ in the vision of God. If you have anything that the enemy tries to bring as an accusation against you, I want you to go back and remember and say, it is written, the blood of Jesus speaks a better word than any accusation against me. And as one who has died with Christ and risen with Christ, I have access to the blood of Jesus anytime I want. Condemnation is one of the worst blinding agents that the enemy has to use against us. The blood of Jesus gives sight that you can see God loves you, he's with you, and you are with him. Is there anybody else that wants to be baptized today? If not, at this time, I'm going to let the ladies go back towards that back door. They're going to direct you so you can change. We're going to bring you out in a few minutes, and we're all going to be able to touch and agree that God is good. There's one more baptism right here. I told you that you're smart.
I knew you were talking to me.
Love you. Why don't we make the atmosphere conducive for God to do whatever he wants? Why don't we stand up? We'll ask the musicians just to play. Bring some worshipers up here. Let's just worship for a few minutes before they get baptized.